Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 8, episode. Season 3, episode 4. We already did season 8. Suck it. I don't know why I said 8. Sorry. It's season 3, baby. And yeah, it just gets better. Actually, I didn't really like this episode that much. I was super bored, but it was like fine. It's setting things
I like the end. Like I like when everybody's together. It's always nice when everybody's together. But the rest of it, until we get to that party, everything's just worthless.
Yeah. They were just setting it up and it was not worth any of it. But that's like fine because season 3 does get better. Trust us. So you can find us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Please be sure to rate, subscribe, review us. 5 stars mainly. I mean, you could give us 4 stars if you like didn't completely enjoy us. But anything 3 and below, we reject.
Save it for your mama.
Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you will have the Facebook group name available. Also follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. You can get so many fun things. There's so much going on. So we're not asking for a lot because we're really not worth like too much. We're only worth a little bit.
But, way to value ourselves.
I mean, like we're only worth as much as we're asking, right? So you can join our Patreon for $1 a month. You will get access to all of our pre-shows, which are so much fun. There's no spoilers, but you can get to know Meredith and I better, which is like worth $7.
Really great content. This one especially.
Yeah.
Goes to that pre-show.
Also, you'll get episodes that we record early. So today, it's just becoming 2021. Happy New Year. COVID is over, I think. I don't know. That's what I was told. But also, I think COVID's still alive.
We're just making our New Year's resolutions, and we hope we are still doing them when this is released.
We'll figure that out. But you guys are getting this in like March or April. Y'all have been living through. Maybe some of you are vaccinated by now. That's exciting.
Meredith and I
haven't even gone back to work after the holidays. So that's where we are. So you're getting this so many months later. Why are you waiting? Why are you keeping yourself from the greatness that is this podcast?
Yeah, don't wait for the next episodes because those are already up on our Patreon.
And then for $2 a month, you will get access to everything I just said, plus access to our after show, which is where Meredith and I talk about spoilers because we are doing this podcast spoiler-free if you're following along, but we have a lot of thoughts on it. So join our after show. Lots of fun spoilers, lots of fun thoughts. Also, we will say your name on the podcast. So right now, we are going to say the names of our 2 patrons. I know a lot of you thought we'd only have 1 forever. Fools. So we have Mariah. Mariah is a $2 a month patron. Hello, Mariah. We love you. And then, of course, our shining star from the beginning is Jackie. Hello, Jackie. And then not only is Jackie $2, but she's a full $5 a month. Thank God she switched it from that 50, man. We are worth a lot, but not $50. But Jackie gets access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, she gets to interact with us, ask us any questions, talk to us, like whatever Jackie wants to do.
Basically,
is what
just
Jackie
be our
gets to do.
Best friends.
Yeah, which is 100%. And Jackie also, which I have a feeling we'll be doing this sometimes, like during holidays or when we're feeling special. But Jackie also got a gift for the holidays. So we hope Jackie is enjoying that gift. Also we pick a patron of the episode, which is
Jackie.
What's up, Jackie? So yeah, we love Jackie. She's the best. Mariah's second best. The rest of you fools, I tell you.
Step it up.
Okay. Oh guys, fun announcements. Also on our Patreon for $1 a month. I forgot to add this, but Meredith and I started a new podcast. It is maybe released out in a future time.
Yeah, it's released under the Vanderpump Rules by now.
Hello, you can see it. It is called One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I find a show that only went on for one season, and we talk about it. And this season, we did NYC Prep, which was great. It was amazing. A fun palate cleanser.
We got to talk about our high school lives, these people's high school lives.
A lot really of Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl.
A lot of Gossip Girl ties. Also, by this time, we are maybe five episodes in to our Summer House podcast called Summer is Fun. We love Summer House. We cannot wait. It is the live season, season 5. Go check it out. I'm sure it's going to be super fun because Summer House is nothing but a lot of fun.
They're quarantining. They're staying at the house the entire time.
We're excited to see how it goes. They're going to work together. They're going to party together. They're going to live together. It can be nothing but awful, and we cannot wait. Awful for them, fun for us.
That's what we thrive on.
So check that out too. Okay. But enough about all of our other shows. Let's talk about this show, which is Vanderpump Rules, season 3. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Jax is going to get a nose job. Katie really wants Schwartz to work at Pump. Sheena and Stassi argued at the Pump opening party. James and Sandoval got into a fight at Sheena's birthday, which resulted in Tom and Kristen getting suspended and James getting fired. James has apologized to Lisa to try and get his job back. And Kristen went over to Tom's to get her stuff and her cable box. And Tom has moved on from Kristen, which made her cry.
That was a lot. We've already had a lot, and it's only episode 4.
I know. There was so much more to happen.
This is the biggest pivot, I feel like, between season 2 and season 3 is the biggest pivot we've had thus far.
Because it was such a cliffhanger ending that we didn't know what was going to happen.
So much happening.
So now we open up with the boys are drinking beers on the side of the sidewalk.
I love this. This is what I like to do.
We are brown bagging it and cheersing to Jax's last night with his old nose.
Woo!
Hooray! So they're going to go get their eyebrows done. Tom Schwartz knows the host at this eyebrow place because she's a hostess at Pump. So double. Or I guess she's the receptionist at this eyebrow place. Whatever. She does everything. So I thought it was weird. So Jax walks in. And he's like, I don't want to say what I'm getting. I like can't even say it. So Tom Sandoval has to step up and be like, we're going to get our eyebrows threaded. And I don't know why Jax is such a little pussy about
it. I don't either. He seems like he does a lot of this stuff. Like, just own it. Who cares? Be you.
Who cares? I like a man with some nice eyebrows. It's not a weird trait.
No.
So before we get our eyebrows done, we see the most wonderful shirts in the world. Jax's nose shirt.
Literally just a crop of his nose.
It's beautiful, and we're all going to wear them. Matching shirts as we... This is where I'd be like, now I see that this is a little weird. Matching shirts of someone's nose while getting
their eyebrows threaded. I think this is hilarious. They're just like totally roasting him. He obviously hates his nose, so why would he want it on a giant t-shirt?
They're kind of roasting each other because they asked the lady that's going to thread their eyebrows if they also do forehead shaving, which is my favorite part of Tom Sandoval. This is where we find out. Obviously, in LA, people put a lot of effort into their looks, and it shows, right? You can tell, you know, the people who have
worked
done, and you're like, oh, okay, they're trying to stay young. But Tom Sandoval puts even more effort into his looks so that it doesn't look like he has put in any work, like he just woke up like that, which as girls, Meredith and I totally know, because guys think we are all natural when we have 6 feet of makeup on our face.
I legit am full all naturals way too many times because I don't give any shits, but I love
what you get.
I love it because he does do it very well. I mean, it is obvious he does stuff. I mean, it's LA, but it doesn't look like he does too much. Like,
it doesn't. He looks like a nice, attractive man. Like,
it just like seems natural. He doesn't look like high maintenance. I mean, like the hair kind of does, but that's kind of LA. So like in the Midwest, he'd be high maintenance, but there he seems.
Yeah. Plus neutral. This is like what, 2015 spiky hair was happening.
That's true.
But Jax is so happy that he has his two best friends by his side before he goes into surgery. He almost fucked this up by fucking Kristen, but I guess
he did fuck it up, but he somehow is now besties back with Sandoval.
True friendship will never end. So now we go to Sir. Katie and Stassi are here. I think Stassi just, you know, loves to tag along.
Pops
now.
In.
Yeah. And Jen, we get a quick, hello, Jen, how are you? You beautiful being. And Ariana. So Stassi goes up to Ariana at the back bar and orders goat cheese balls.
Oh, I need these in my life. I
need these. I love goat cheese.
I can't wait till we visit LA.
I know. It's going to be so fun. So Stassi's done with Sir, but now with their food. These goat cheese balls are heaven. Mm-hmm. And while they're waiting, Stassi asks Ariana how she is. And Ariana says her and Tom are really good. And she thinks that Tom is just in a better place because he doesn't have like picture frames around his apartment with Kristen saying family anymore, which was like a really big weird thing.
I love this bonding moment of like Kristen's weird things. Like these two are becoming close because of the hatred for Kristen and the disdain.
Yeah. And if we can't hate Kristen enough, we talk about how she went to Ariana's apartment to talk to Tom dressed to the nines, which I didn't even notice, and cried for 45 minutes.
I didn't notice in the moment, but when they gave us the flashback, I was like, oh yeah, she was prepared for that. But honestly, anybody would. You can't show up looking like shit. Yeah.
What if you did though? That'd be almost the ultimate flex. Like, I literally don't care enough about this that I look like I've been crying about it.
Well, I feel like I would probably do that, but Kristen wants to get back together with Tom. We wouldn't want to get back together.
No, we don't have time for that. We'd rather be alone. Thank you. So Stassi feels like Kristen's trying to weasel her way back into everyone's lives at Sir, which is like, duh. And she hasn't had any communication with Kristen. And she won't feel weird about seeing Kristen because Kristen's the bad person.
Yeah. But she also doesn't understand how Ariana is okay with, like, the Sheena-Kristen friendship thing and that, like, everybody's just accepting Kristen back.
Sheena, especially with their matching fucking tattoos of the treble clef sign.
So fucking weird.
Does Kristen sing? Did I miss a whole segment where Kristen has anything to do
with
music? I hope
she plays, like, the harp.
She just shakes maracas in the back of Tom's band. That used to be her
tambourine.
Yeah. But Ariana doesn't have a problem with Kristen because Kristen's not even worried about it. Ariana's not worried about it. She could care less.
I like her no fucks attitude, but like at some point I feel like there's boundaries with friendships.
But there's no friendship here. Like Ariana
Ariana's friendship. I feel like Sheena, you can be friendly and like work friends, but like the tattoos and the constantly hanging out, like
I feel like this is more gonna be bad for Sheena because eventually I think Ariana would just be like, well, Sheena, then we're not gonna be as close, like goodbye. Whatever, this ends with Stassi getting her goat cheese balls
and a salad. What a happy ending. And it's a salad sub goat cheese balls. Only person who does it,
Katie knows, says immediately. Okay, now we're at Pump. Lisa's there. Pump just opened. We are overflowing with people. Michael, the manager, tells Lisa that Tom Schwartz had a panic attack and walked out of a shift. He was only there for like 15 minutes.
It's
25 minutes.
This is not a good look. He obviously just wanted a job so bad. He like basically begged Lisa for jobs like at Sir and can't even handle this like his second shift.
Yeah. Katie should beware.
Yeah. And we even got that, like, I really liked the footage we got from like the Pump cameras.
Yeah. Of him just like leaving. He like looks around and just leaves.
I can't imagine. I totally understand like leaving and needing to like, or like not like permanently leaving, but like stepping out and like trying to get a handle on yourself. But it didn't even seem like he tried to do anything to get a handle on like his anxiety.
No, nothing. He just left. He just dipped out. Lisa is going to wring that little fucker's neck. She's pissed.
I can't wait for this.
So now we're at Katie and Tom's apartment. Tom's lying in bed. The Pump shirt is laid over the banister. He can't even wear it. He's so ashamed. I guess. So the story we're getting is Tom leaves for having a panic attack at Pump. Mm-hmm. And he calls Katie freaking out. And Katie's working at Sir. So she's like, are you okay? And she's all worried that Tom's like going to die. Right?
Yes.
No. So imagine that situation minus 10,000, and that's the level we were at. So Katie comes home and she's like, hi, I was so worried. And Tom's like, I know, I didn't mean to make you that worried. It really wasn't even a big deal. So Katie starts asking questions like, what was wrong? Oh, you just had a panic attack because there were so many people there. How many bartenders? Three? That's plenty.
Like, she's like, that's like, normal. That's like a normal amount. So what was the problem?
And Tom didn't even know because he hasn't had a panic attack since college after eating half a pan of brownies.
Which must have been weed brownies, right?
Yes. I don't think you could say weed because it was still legal.
I guess that's true. But awesome. I love that he, like, the biggest part is he goes, I mean, I didn't even know how to, like, ring up a drink. Like, he didn't know the POS system.
My favorite.
Like, fucking easy.
I love that Katie's like, Tom, you went to college. I didn't go to college and I can figure out any POS system. Jax Taylor can do this job.
Yeah. I love how she's like, Jax can do this job. Like, come on.
What are you going to do when we have a kid, Tom? Are you just going to have a panic attack and leave me with the kid?
I, like, these are some major red flags. Katie definitely says that she thinks it's commitment issues, which I feel like that's a bit extreme.
It's a little bit extreme. I think he, like, just the commitment. Like, I think he just sucks at working.
Which I kind of think it's great. Good. I think it's good that you have commitment issues with a bartender job. You don't want that job.
Tom would be really great at, like, a receptionist job in, like, an office.
Yeah.
Not a doctor one, because if he gets any, like, oh my
too
God,
many
my
technical
kid,
things.
Yeah, my kid just swallowed something. What do I do? Tom might freak out. But, like, a business where it's like, hi, ma'am, one like second. He'll be
a
right
car
with
salesman.
You. Oh, yeah. Like, or like a broker,
like, at a
form.
Desk.
Yeah, where you literally, if you're not trained, you cannot do the job. But, like, you can help people do their job.
You just say hello and politely talk to them while they're waiting for someone.
Like a Pam from The Office. Like, you're on the
or
party planning
a
committee.
School front desk.
School front desk would be fun.
I mean, minus he could traumatize some kids, but, like, so maybe college.
College, yes. He could answer the phones at college. There's so many options, and a bartender is not one anymore.
Oh, God.
It was great. But now it's time for Jax's nose job. Jax is super nervous. He might wake up with penises on his face because Tom Schwartz is the one taking care of him. And we all know that's a thing guys do that are well into their 30s.
This is so pathetic because they're so old.
This is a thing.
I can't imagine if my friends did this on the regular. I would not be able to look at any of them.
No, I hate this. This is like, this was bad as teenagers and it's still not funny now, okay?
Listen, if it happens once in a blue moon, sure, yeah, you can be like, ha, 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 but like, the fact that this is, like, a normal thing for them to do all the time.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not
great,
especially
when you're
fine.
In surgery. I'd be pissed if my friends drew on my face when I was waking up from surgery.
Schwartz has no words of encouragement, mostly because he doesn't even have words of encouragement for his own life. He doesn't know how he's going to help Jax out.
No.
And thank God, I think Jax has calmed down a lot because he goes into the room and there's boobs, like someone that's getting ready for a boob job. So he feels a little better. Thank God.
Oh God. But we do find out he can't have sex post-surgery. Can't exert himself.
Oh my God. I know. He's going to change that.
I mean, that is kind of difficult if you're a sex addict. Like,
would you? Okay. Here's my thing. If a doctor after surgery tells me, do not do these things, I'm going to follow that list, whether it sucks or not.
If they told me, like, 7 days, I'd probably, like, take a break for 5.
I mean, it depends. I'm
like, when I had knee surgery, they told me I was allowed to drink on my pain meds, so I just stopped taking my pain meds so I could drink.
Oh, see? Yeah. Okay. That, yeah. Just
like, you cut the rules a little bit.
Cut the rules, but don't endanger yourself.
No.
The thing with Jax is, if he does have sex, he could re-break his nose. And I feel like that would, in the long run, suck.
You'd have
more
to, like, wait and be like, okay, I'm feeling great. Like, the bandages are off.
Yeah.
It's day,
like,
6.
Hit your nose around a little. Yeah. Make sure we're fine. Because you have to kiss. And kissing involves moving.
I mean, you don't
know. Kristen didn't kiss. That's true. You don't
you
have
just
to
bang Kristen and Kristen's those
available.
Will be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe he wears a helmet.
That could be great. A helmet would be fantastic. Yeah. It'd be, he could lie and say that he plays on, like, the Los Angeles Rams or the Chargers or something. And the Raider. He'd
oh
be
my
like,
God, but he's wearing a helmet. Would you sleep with a guy who was wearing a helmet?
Not unless it was, like, a weird game, but, like, probably
a weird game. Like you're in a cheerleader's outfit and he's in a helmet. Yeah,
what's the game? What's the game? If he's just like, hey, I really like to wear this helmet, I'd probably be like, all right, I'm not drunk enough for this.
I'm going to go. Bye. I'm going to bang you first and then I'm going to go.
Yeah, bye. No kissing. So I didn't watch any of the medical stuff because I hate it. I don't watch any medical shows. Mm. Great. So something happened. And then they pull out a giant piece of cartilage. That's all I heard. Great.
Oh,
so
yeah. I did actually kind of watch it. I didn't want to. I just was looking away a little bit. But that giant, ugh.
I just heard, that's a good piece of cartilage. And I was like, gross. So now Jax is out. And so I love people waking up from pain meds. I love people on these pain meds.
How do you do on them?
I'm a monster.
I wake up sobbing every time because I should wake up during surgery.
I'm a monster. I told the guy that did my wisdom teeth, he was a hot young doctor dentist. Mm-hmm. And after when I woke up, he was like, how you feeling? And I was like, you are so hot. Are we going to hook up? And my mom was like, shut up. My mom was like, she is 18. She is so inappropriate. Shut up. And the whole way home, I was like, mom, I want to have sex with that doctor. And she's like, hi, you have a boyfriend. Also, shut up.
I'm your mother.
Up. Just shut up. I'm like, I'll say anything that's on my mind.
That's wild.
If I'm thinking it, it's coming out. Bah-bah.
I don't really like remember doing anything weird with my wisdom teeth, but I woke up mid-surgery. So then whenever I wake up after surgery, I like remember waking up and I like usually start sobbing.
Oh my God. My heart just went into my stomach. I hate that.
Yeah. My body processes anesthesia a lot faster than most. So like cause they do your like body weight, they do like a calculation, but mine goes quicker. And I always forget to tell them that.
Oh God.
It's great.
Oh. I'm sorry. Well, Jax doesn't handle it well either because he wakes up and asks if he's waking or walking out with a huge Jay Leno chin.
I love that. This is my favorite part.
Like, this is the best Jax.
No surgery. And you're like, my chin.
this is truly the best Jax we've ever seen. So now Schwartz is here. Jax asks if he was a trooper, if this is real life. Schwartz is trying so hard not to laugh because Jax is clearly in a lot of pain, but so he's funny.
Also like he walks in like kind of like teared up a little bit.
And then oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, Schwartz is he okay? Like, oh my God. Is he good?
Is my baby okay?
I'm all emotional.
Okay, so then the nurse is like, hey Jax, I'm just gonna take out your IV. And Jax is like, no, wait, is this where the drugs are going? No, please, I need drugs.
I get this. I can feel this.
Yeah. And then the nurse was like, yeah, no, don't worry. And Jax is just like, I love you guys, and tries to like caress the nurse's face.
She's like, please don't touch me.
Please stop. I'm really doing a job. And he's really, he starts petting her. And I think she's just like, thank God the IV is out. I can leave.
I can imagine dealing with people like that day in and day out.
Oh my God. I probably would have been like, can you hold your friend down? Just all the force in the world. Just fuck it. Okay, so now we are at Stir with Katie and Stassi. We're getting some buffalo chicken sliders. And we were talking about Schwartz sucking at his job, but Patrick not sucking at his job.
Yeah, it doesn't help when your friend is, like, dating a real guy with a real job. Yeah. And, you know, Stassi says she doesn't really have stress from her boyfriend because he has a life.
Yeah, must suck, Katie, huh?
Yikes.
Boyfriend sucks.
I literally always compare my life, like if I was in their shoes, like I can imagine if all my guy friends were bartenders.
No. Yeah, I don't know what I'd do with that. I mean, like I'd get a lot of free drinks, hopefully, but other than that, I don't know what else I'd do with that. But if you're a server, it all works out fine, right? You're on the same.
That's true.
The same schedule.
I can't imagine. How about this? I guess I can't imagine like being friends with Schwartz where he can't even just handle.
Yeah, I would roast him. That would be me. I would be Stassi where I'm like, it's so stupid that he can't even handle his job for a second.
Also, he like said at the opening of Pump that he's not like that type of bartender with like a full cocktail list. He's kind of like a Wells and here's a beer kind of guy.
He's the dude at the corner bar that all the locals
ready to
go
chat
through.
He's basically a therapist.
He should really move to the Midwest and find one of those local bars. Like, not Chicago. Think of, like, small town.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. No, even like smaller. We're all like the dads like, go.
A random ass like suburb bar would be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the perfect suburb bar where all the dads go to hang out.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Where they just order a round of Miller Lights.
Yes. A bucket. A bucket.
Perfect. So, we're talking about going to the OK Magazine party. The whole Looney Tunes gang will be there except Jax. And Sassy's like, fine, then I'll go. If Jax isn't there, that's fine. It's free booze. It's a fun night. Yeah. Free booze.
Sassy's in for parties, free booze, and she will take the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, but we have to make it clear to Schwartz that he's not allowed to bring his friends over to our table because that's the Looney Tunes game.
This is so dumb. But I love that, like, Sassy just hears, like, oh, Jax isn't coming. She's like, okay. And Kitty's like, don't you want to know why? And she's like, not really.
Why is it? It's because his nose job.
Because Jax had a nose job and Sassy loses it. It's
the funniest thing in the world. And then Sassy says she wouldn't be able to look at her man if he had a nose job.
I mean, it would take me a while. I would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
It would take me a while. At the same time, if he didn't like his nose and it was like a constant thing, I'd be like, just go get a fucking nose job then. Like, I'm over it. But
yeah, but that's also what Stassi and Katie basically said, that like, just be honest. You're basically saying, yeah, I have a deviated symptom, so I have to get this nose job. And it's like, be like, I don't fucking like my nose. I also have a deviated symptom, but I want to fix my nose.
If I heard the medical thing that happened earlier correctly, it sounded like they took out that big thing of cartilage and then broke the nose.
Yes. Yeah. They like, I think it's basically like he can't breathe, so they took out something that's blocking it, but then also straightened out the bump. The bump part would never be a part of it.
Yeah, you're fine, Jax. You got a bunch of modeling stuff anyway. It was own it. Problem.
People always say to like reality TV stars, own your
own
your plastic surgery.
Own your shit. Okay, so now we're on the way back from the nose job. Schwartz is driving. Jax is in a lot of pain. Mostly because there's a lot of LA traffic and Schwartz keeps hitting that brake, and that brake is not
good. Fuck, this looks painful.
Jack starts crying just because he wants to go home. And I understand. I like get this. Totally get this. But it's funny to watch a grown man throw like a temper tantrum about just wanting to go home.
Well, I love it because, you know, everybody has those friends that are kind of terrible drivers, but you don't really say anything.
Yeah.
And you just like get to your destination. But if it's like causing you real pain because you just got out of surgery, like, oh my god,
I don't know if he's a bad driver. I think there's just LA traffic.
Yeah, but like, you gotta drive gentler if you have someone who just had surgery. Let's not slam on that brake.
We gotta get home, man. We gotta go. Just like,
I have two different types of driving. When there's other people in my car, I drive a lot nicer. When it's just me, I do whatever the fuck I want.
I think Jax was being slightly dramatic, but
he's also on the drugs, so he's just
I get it. Yeah. So we finally get home, right? Mm-hmm. Schwartz is carrying, he like has to grab everything because they stopped, they got medicines and stuff. So Jax is just walking in by himself and he's throwing a fit about it. He's like, I'll get the door. I got it. It's fine. And he's struggling walking up to his apartment. I again get this, but it's not like Schwartz wouldn't help you. He's grabbing things. You just kind of bolted into your house.
Yeah.
It's
like you have knee surgery and like actually needed like help getting up. Like, you can walk. You're fine.
But he does lay down immediately and just shout, I need my drugs. And so we get the drugs. Jax can't read. He can't figure out which drug is which. He doesn't know
where's the Vicodin. It's like a VI.
We don't have the Vicodin. We don't have the right prescription.
We'd be fucking pissed.
I'd be pissed. Yeah. And so we try calling the doctor, and Jax's phone dies in the middle of calling the doctor.
Hello?
I love the, my phone's dead. Just like piercing.
Are you there? My phone's dead.
My phone's dead. So we get a knock at the door. It's Peter and Lisa.
Lisa.
It pops up from behind the corner.
I love it. And of course, Schwartz answers the door.
Like he's seen a ghost. Like pure, like his face just turns white.
The last person he wanted to see.
And Jax is shocked. He didn't expect Lisa to be in his apartment.
Like, hey.
And Lisa's like, you have Schwartz looking after you? There's your first mistake. And Lisa asked for a cup of tea without a panic attack.
Oh, but don't worry. All we have is like iced tea.
Iced tea. Yeah, just whatever. Schwartz is really trying to suck up too. And Lisa's like, not now. Thank you.
We'll talk about this later.
And Lisa doesn't understand American men. One gets a nose job for vanity. The other ran away from his job like a scared little bunny. And they both have eyebrows like Greta Garbo. Whatever. Their eyebrows are fire, Lisa.
I love how she like talks about how she has like such a close relationship with the staff. So it's not that weird that she shows up. And then she just like roasts them.
Oh, it's amazing. And then the other problem with Lisa being in Jax's apartment is Jax has, he steals. Jax's little problem. He steals.
A big problem, I would say. The box of candles.
It's a full box of candles. Sir candles. Silverware.
Yeah. The salt and pepper shaker. Salt and pepper. Some plates.
Bottle of vodka or two.
That's a little bad too, but like whatever.
If it wasn't labeled, like if you saw the fork, you could be like, I don't think that's, maybe it's not your fork. There's no proof. But the candles clearly say sir. Yes. And the vodka says like Vanderpump.
Yeah, brand. Like why didn't you just steal the Tito's? Like you could have said you bought it yourself.
Yeah, no. Well, it's fine. And then why does Jax have a dildo in his pocket?
Oh, the guy's like, or I think Schwartz put it in there whenever he woke up. So he pulls that out and Lisa's like, I gotta go.
Oh, I get it. And Lisa says that she'll talk to Tom later because Tom's still trying to get a little meeting. And Peter leaves with saying, while you're at the pharmacy, buy a set of balls, please. Okay, Peter, damn.
Yikes.
Peter's a little sassy.
Get some action on this roast.
Yeah. I think he's also kind of pissed because he's like, that was my friend. Maybe I vouched for him with Lisa. Yeah, and now like, fuck you, bro.
Come on, dude. It's not that
It's a bartending
hard.
Job.
Yeah. I think he's just embarrassed.
Yeah. So Tom's really sad, but he tries venting to Jax about it, but Jax falls asleep and it's fine. Whatever.
Oh my God. This is so sad. It's kind of like when you realize nobody's listening to your story at like a table.
Are you awake? No? Okay. So now we're at the sweat garage. James and Kristen are here to work out. Kristen seems very fit. She seems like she works out every day for at least an hour. You know,
we got that video of her or like that clip of her last week doing that boxing and she looked pretty good.
Yeah, she looks strong. And so though getting in trouble is never fun, Kristen doesn't mind getting 2 weeks off. And James doesn't even have a job. So these two can work out all fucking day. And this is when, James is talking about how his parents have known Lisa and Ken for a long time, and his mom was the one that gave him the idea to work at Sir. But I want to bring up how Lisa has previously said that she is not friends with his parents. She met his parents once.
She met his mom once is what she said. I don't know what to believe here because in a way, I could totally see Lisa meeting them multiple times but not remembering them because she's kind of above them.
Yeah.
But so also I don't know.
I think James needs to be aware in the sense that James is like, we're close friends of the family. And like, no, that's a super exaggeration.
But here's the thing. If you actually were close friends of the family,
Lisa,
I would be mortified of my behavior even more. Yeah. Like, I don't think you would pull that kind of shit. And I think he probably now is close friends with the family. Cause I think he's like friends with Max.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they probably have, like, mutual friends from England, and that's probably maybe what happened.
Well, I would say that there's three sides to this story. Lisa's side, James's side, and the truth. We do not know how many times.
I think we're closer to Lisa's story, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think we're close friends of the family. I think James has now met the family, like you said, and I think Lisa has maybe met James's parents a few more times than once.
James wants to make a name for himself on the show, so he wants to act like he's like very close with Lisa, because like all the other servers are very close with Lisa.
Yeah,
so he's like making an excuse for why he is close with her too.
Well, James shouldn't be dating Kristen if he's trying to get close to Lisa. That's number one.
Oh God.
So now this is where we find out Kristen and James will also be going to the OK magazine party. And Kristen also tells James about her experience at Tom's apartment and how Ariana, it was super weird that she was just sitting there and she should have probably just left the room. To which I was like, Kristen, this is like Ariana's apartment now, right? She's staying there. And where's she going to go? The bedroom?
It's not like Tom needed to pick up stuff from you and Ariana came.
Yeah, no, no, no. This was, they were doing stuff in the living room. And by doing stuff, I don't mean sex. They were like hanging blinds or something.
I don't mean doing the bits.
No, they were like doing literal household tasks.
They were doing normal people stuff. It was cute.
And Kristen just shows up with like a text like, I'm on my way over. And
Tom, yeah, I also love that Kristen doesn't think John is, or John, Tom is genuine anymore.
Whatever. Like,
what you guys broke up. He's not going to like be buddy buddy with you.
He's not going to love you.
Being polite, but that doesn't make him not genuine.
Yeah. He's not going to love you. I cannot with this man. So, now we're back at Jax's apartment. Jax still needs those drugs, but there's another knock at the door. So Schwartz still can't leave, right?
This is just a revolving door of people to see Jax at his most vulnerable.
Why wouldn't you? This is the time I want to see Jax. So Sheena and Sandoval are here with presents and donuts.
Ooh.
So Jax decides he's going to eat a pink one. And there's jelly / blood all over his face. This looked like blood.
It was jelly. Coming from his nose.
His thing. This straight up looked like blood. Also, the donut he picked was not a jelly donut. It had a hole. So was there jelly in the sides? I don't understand.
Oh, did it have a hole?
Yeah, because it's my favorite kind of donut. He ate the strawberry frosted because I fucking love donuts. I'm obsessed with donuts.
Whoa, honey. Yeah, I thought this was weird. I think it was blood, but I also think none of them wanted to deal with it.
No, no. And Schwartz like, well, Jax is in the state, should not go, oh my God, is that blood? Like, he should shut up. So we're going to go pick up his medication finally. The Toms are, and Sheena's just going to leave and Jax
is alone, right?
Yeah, he's still a mess and alone. Well, and
I thought it was kind of weird that like everybody left.
Yeah, this is when one Tom stays and then Sheena and the other Tom leave to go pick up the medicine.
Yeah, I thought this was really weird, yeah. And I'd be pissed if my friends did this to me.
No one gives a fuck about Jax. Please enjoy the donuts. So now we're at Sir Ariana is working. Jen and Katie are sitting in the back counting their tips or whatever.
Cashing out.
Lisa shows up with Lance Bass. Peter gets called over to Lisa's table. And we get a little Lance Bass wants Peter to unbutton his shirt a little more. I feel that. Yeah. Lance, how we doing? Then back in the back of Sir, Peter walks out, you know, talks to Jen, Katie, Jeremy, and that girl Trinity that shows up once in a blue moon. We're going over the reports. It all looks good. We talk about everyone's going to the OK Magazine party. Peter and Katie are both, oh my God, you're going? That's fun. Like, as if they didn't fucking know. They're in the same group. Meanwhile, James like approaches behind Peter. And I love
so creepily.
Peter literally, I don't think, saw him until James knocks like a glass over.
A chair. Oh, yeah. He like ran into like a table and chair and knocks a glass. It was just,
I think,
like,
the glass was on the ground. Like, I'm sure Trinity put her glass
down. Oh, like next to their seat.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's not his fault.
So James asks to talk to Lisa and Peter's like, well, she's busy right now. And James is like, okay, can you just let her know I'm here? But if someone's busy, they're not going to talk to you, right?
No, yeah.
Like, I'll come back later. So Peter goes in, tells Lisa James is here, and Lisa's like, oh, this dude will not give up. And
I don't want to deal with this.
Unfortunately, we need bus boys.
And he is very contrite.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, maybe James isn't so bad. He's not the worst option.
Yeah. Like, they need these people. So like, I guess we'll just take him back.
We won't need to train him. Right. He already knows what to do. So that saves us some time.
Yeah. But Lisa doesn't want to handle it. So she kind of jokes that Lance Bass should.
Lance, go handle it. No, I'd rather have
your job. Yeah. But don't worry. Peter will save the day. He'll handle it. He'll do all the dirty work.
He goes out. He tells James that Lisa's decided to let him have his job back. But James will be on watch. He's on probation.
He'll be different. He's going to be different.
And Katie sees all this, right? Because everyone's still in the back hanging out. Katie sees James begging for his job and realizes that Schwartz is nothing like that. And it's kind of concerning that Schwartz isn't ready to be a man yet. Katie, wow, that's great. That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said about James, that James is being a man.
I thought she was going to make fun of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. But this was really
and
nice.
Then she's like, damn it. Why won't my boyfriend do that?
But I see it. I see it. Right. Both James and Tom fucked up.
Yeah.
James is the one that wrote Lisa a letter. He showed up multiple times to apologize. He shows up and works even when he doesn't need to be there. Whereas Tom Schwartz has a panic attack, cries.
Still hasn't talked to Lisa. Like, has just seen her.
Yeah. Is truly avoiding her until she shows up at his best friend's apartment unannounced. Yep.
So, yeah, James is proving he actually wants his job.
He wants it.
Schwartz is not.
So now we get 90 seconds. We're at a car place. We are buying a Rolls Royce with Lisa, and her son Max skateboards up. And this is where we find out Max has a car, but he needs to replace the brakes.
So but he's not using the car.
Yeah, he doesn't have the money. And Lisa's like, the fuck? You have a job. You have money.
Figure it out. I like this. I like that she's not like coddling her child. It's like, I'll give you a job for sure. I gave you the car. Handle the rest.
Well, okay. She says that she doesn't make it easy for her kids, but I kind of think Pandora has a good thing going on.
Yeah, but remember, she's married. I think they give them all the opportunities in the world. If Max said, like, I want to run a restaurant, they would give him the opportunity. But they're not just like, here's your bank account. You don't have to do anything.
I guess, yeah, we didn't see Pandora uprising, but she runs like the Vanderpump Rosé and Vanderpump Vodka.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like Max's vibe. Max is probably like, yeah, I'll just work in the restaurant and have fun. Like, I don't want real responsibility.
He wants to be a musician. But yeah, I know Lisa loves Max, but I always feel bad for Max. I feel like
it's awkward because Pandora is biologically theirs and he is adopted. Yeah.
I always feel like Max is like the black
short end.
I know, but it's fine. I'm sure it's not like that. It's just how it's portrayed. And I don't even think they mean to portray it like that. I think Max is more of a mess.
So. I bet he like wants it kind of that way. Like not like really wants to live this life, but I don't think he wants like a corporate kind of job with them. Cause he wants to pursue the music thing. So he's prefers to have like the restaurant side gig so we can have the flexibility to pursue his music.
I love Max. I hope him wish him nothing but the best. But anyway, now we're at Pump. Tom Schwartz shows up to talk to Lisa for 5, maybe 10 minutes, maybe not at all. We don't know. But Lisa gives him some time. Schwartzy, let's talk about what happened. Ford says that he has so much respect for Lisa and Ken. And Lisa's like, oh, we're going to stop right there. You have absolutely no respect for us because you let us down. You let yourself down and you let Katie down.
Yikes. Oh. She's laying it on thick.
I know. And Schwartz is like, don't worry, Katie, let me have it. And Lisa responds with, I hope she didn't let you have it because you're being a pussy. Okay. Lisa's pissed. I really do think Lisa might be joking around, but she's pissed.
Well, here's the thing is, this is the first time he has addressed that he walked out. Like, when we compared him to James, like, James is trying. Like, James showed up for a shift, even though he was fired. James wrote an apology letter. He's been, like, trying to follow up with Lisa and, like, is actively showing he wants to be there where, like, Schwartz is avoiding.
And I think the other thing is, like, in James's situation, it wasn't during work. Mm-hmm. Though it was at someone else's restaurant, it wasn't at Lisa's restaurant. And there were other people involved that maybe he was, you know, they could have caused it. We don't know the full story.
Yeah.
You know,
but they did say he made a comment like, I always keep it professional at work during the meeting. Yeah. He was like, if I'm working with Tom Sandoval, like we never have a problem.
Yeah.
I leave it at the door.
Tom fucked up at work and
solo. On him.
That directly affects Lisa. So Schwartz brings back his shirts. He didn't wash them. Should he wash them? And Lisa's
this
like no.
Shows the lack of respect. Like this, I feel like this one action shows so much that he didn't even have the wherewithal to wash the goddamn shirts.
They weren't even folded. He just pulls them out of a backpack. And Lisa's like, okay, thanks. Bye. And that's it. Tom Schwartz, you're fired. You're fired. Get out. So now we're at Jax's apartment. Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval, and Ariana are all here. We have a fun joke that wasn't even that funny, but it was, hey man, what's wrong with your face? Did you bang someone's girlfriend? Get it? That's a good one. And Tom Sandoval, like the true gentleman he is, he walks in and starts making people drinks with whatever Jax has got in the fridge.
Jax is already drinking, even though the doctor told him not to, because he can walk to the liquor store down the street.
I kind of think Jax, though, is still on pain meds, which makes me nervous.
100%. 100%. He's not doing that swap thing. He's going all in.
So Tom Schmortz might be an awful bartender, but he did secure the crew a table at the OK Magazine.
Well, he got two tables.
He got the two tables. And now Sheen and Cher here. We asked Schwartz to make us a drink, but don't have a panic attack. It's all the jokes, all the little roasty jokes.
No, Sandoval named his drink the panic attack.
Oh, that's right. The drink
inspired
is
called, by
that
Schwartz.
Was kind of funny. You're right. I don't.
He was like,
know
"Do you guys like it?" And they were like, "Yeah." And he was like, "I'm naming it panic attack, inspired by you, Schwartz."
So then Sheena. Okay, I have a lot of thoughts. Sheena asked Schwartz where his less fun half is. And Schwartz is like, hey, I thought you and Katie were fine. And Sheena's like, I thought we were, but then she trashed my birthday party. And Schwartz is like, I don't know.
She said she just had other plans.
Yeah, she's had other plans. And Jax is like, you got to stop sticking up for Katie. And Jax is pissed that Katie didn't text him for his surgery.
Oh,
this is a total Sheena tooth thing. We're going back to the Sheena tooth thing, and I hate it. Okay.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Ugh.
One, Sheena, fucking let it go.
Where's your less fun half? We weren't even talking about Katie. We didn't need to. Why'd you got to bring it up like that, you bitch? Yeah.
Two,
let's talk.
Schwartz for sure can defend his girl. Like, he should.
His girlfriend.
Be doing that.
He should stick up for Katie.
I mean, it's not like he's just like spouting off all these great things about her. He's like defending her in the context of the conversation, just saying like, lay off. Like, she was busy that day. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't anything.
I like
you.
What he originally said with Sheena, like, I thought you guys were like pals now. I thought you guys were fine. You know, like,
yeah,
it's not
like,
just shut the fuck up, Sheena.
Oh my
so
God.
Then, yeah. And then Jax being like, Katie didn't even text me for my surgery.
He is
a
girl.
Here's my thing. A, it's not a big deal. But B, I don't really think Jax and Katie are friends. I think they're friends through the people they were dating. And now that he screwed over Stassi so horribly, right? Schwartz can still be friends with Jax, but that doesn't mean Katie's got to be best friends with Jax. Maybe she told Tom. She was like, hope Jax is fine, you know, hope he's alive. And Schwartz just
like if something went wrong, I bet she would text him.
Yeah, or be like,
everything
sorry.
Everything was fine. You were handled by my boy. Like,
I know Katie what's knows. Happening with you. How stupid if Katie's like, how's everything going? And Schwartz already told her at dinner. We already know.
This
right?
pissed me off every single part of it.
So then Schwartz really tries and he's like, let's go around and say one nice thing about Katie.
He's like making this a joke, trying to make it lighthearted, which I appreciate.
But no one will do. Everyone's like, now that Stassi's back, she's just going to hang out with Stassi all the time. Don't you think it's weird she never hangs out with us?
And he's like, actually, I think it's pretty healthy for us to spend time apart, which I agree. And they're like, yeah, but not all the time.
I love Sheena's like, Katie's never here. She's never hanging out with the guys. Me and Ariana feel like guys, girls. And Ariana's literally not paying attention. She's like doing her makeup and nails. And she's like, whatever.
I like Ariana. She doesn't give a shit what other people are doing. She does not care what other people
are doing. She didn't go see, Tom Sandoval went to go see Jax with the donuts and Ariana didn't have to go probably because Ariana didn't give a fuck. Also, well,
it's like Ariana probably sits there and is like, okay, they're not actively being mean to me. So I don't care.
Also, these people aren't actively Ariana's friends, right? The only one's really Sheena. So why is she going to... Sheena's like really the one that's trying to be like, these are my guy friends. They're all my best guy friends.
And
I love
they're
all
not
my best
your
guy
friends. Like, you're
they're
never around. Like, you don't care about spending time with your boyfriend's friends.
A, these aren't Katie's friends. Obviously, she'd rather hang out with her own friends more than these
what's
friends.
What's the problem here?
What's she going to do? Show up and hear Sheena roast her?
Yeah. And if Schwartz isn't like complaining about it, why are you?
Also, Sheena loves, remember when we were in, where were we? Mexico, where she got in the van with the gangbang comment. And she's like, I'm a guy's girl.
She loves to play that shit.
I'm telling you, I have tons of guy friends, but there's always something red flaggy about a girl who's like, I only have guy friends.
Yes.
That's red flaggy. And okay, you have Ariana and Kristen, but Kristen's a sucky person. And
but if
Ariana,
you can't hang out with the girls, there's a problem.
Yeah, you
there's a problem with you.
Yes. Ugh.
Even Ariana can chit chat with Stassi about goat cheese balls at Sir. You know, like
Ariana seems fine. She has no problem. She can hang out with the girls. She can hang out with the guys. She's doing whatever the fuck she wants. Sheena's like, ooh, Jack's got his surgery. I got to bring so many donuts. Oh my God. Not even Peter brought donuts. I'm going to bring donuts. Shut the fuck up, Sheena. I'm sorry. I'm usually so team Sheena.
But we get the best moment in this scene is when they're all leaving because they're all getting ready for the magazine party. And Sandoval goes, you feel this?
And fake punches. And Jax is like,
that was like, please don't.
That was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, yeah, what?
This is actually really nice that they do go hang out with him before the magazine party. Since they're all going to go hang out.
Yeah, this is very nice. I'm sure Jax is just going to bed. Enjoy your sleep, Jax. Goodbye. So now we're at the OK magazine party. There's two tables, right?
Yes.
There's the Sheena table, which is like Sheena, Tom, Ariana, Shay, Chris and James come later. And then there's the Stassi table with Katie, Christina, Peter's there, Schwartz. Yeah. We're Stassi, separated.
I think you already said her, but yeah.
So table, the Sheena table, I think is closer to the entrance because the Stassi crew has to walk past and they don't say hi to get
to the table. No one makes eye contact. They look straight forward and beeline to their table.
Yeah.
Which, listen, these two groups aren't besties. You have some friends in common. So like Schwartz and probably Peter should have been like, hey guys.
Yeah.
For the group. Sure.
Yes. But also at this moment, I'm pretty sure Ariana and Tom were there. They were sitting there. You're right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. They could have said, hey, whatever.
I think the boys should have said, hey, for the group in a sense.
Yeah. Hey guys. And like them.
As they walked past.
Yes.
And then.
Whatever.
The hi was kind of weird, but it's not weird to sit at separate tables. You clearly have two tables and you guys are
1,000%.
Two different friend groups.
So the theme of the night is we're keeping it classy, right? We just don't want issues at this Hello Magazine party. Actually, it's probably better if we all separate, right? That's the idea.
Yeah.
It's a big party. You don't have to engage with people if you don't want to. That's great. Oh. Best thing about big parties. So this is when we find out. Sheena at her table she's like, I was telling Ariana this, but I invited Kristen and James to our table. And I'm like, this was
Sheena, you're fucking clueless. This is why I get pissed about her relationship with Kristen.
Yeah.
If you have a one-on-one relationship with her outside of this group, that's fine. But you're bringing her into this group and causing drama. Like Sandoval is pissed.
Yeah. You're making it awkward for your best friend, quote unquote. Yeah. That's where you're fucking up. So, I know Kristen is crazy, but why did she think this was an okay idea?
Because Kristen just wants to be the center of attention, and I think she wants to make Tom jealous, so she'll do anything in front of him.
It's bad. Ugh. So I agree with the Stassi's table. They're like, why the fuck is Kristen gonna sit there? That is the worst fucking idea.
Yeah, everyone lets Kristen just like stay around and like they just all like let her back in.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get being polite at work. I get Sheena like having a one-on-one friendship with her, but like at this event, you don't need to be sitting at either of those two tables. You should be somewhere else, and Sheena can get up and walk over and talk to you, but you should not be sitting with these people who hate you.
Yeah, it's bad. So Stassi's table, we're going to play a fun game. I love a good drinking game.
This is Schwartz. He's like, we're going to play a game and losers have to go hang out with their table for 5 minutes.
Awesome. Like, and aces are low, right? So Katie goes first. She gets a queen. Katie's probably safe. Christina goes. She gets a six. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, ooh, Christina sucks. Mm-hmm. But Stassi goes and she gets a three.
Yes.
Stassi always loses high card cut. And I'm just like, of course, the producers couldn't have wrote this better unless they did. I don't think
they did because they were playing with like a app.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Stassi would agree to it. You know, if the producers were like, keep going till you get a low number, she'd be like, no, no way. But she straight up lost. And I love Christina Kelly as Stassi gets up. Christina's like, keep it classy. Keep it classy. Don't do anything stupid. And I like that Peter goes with Stassi.
Yes.
True friendship.
This is great because he's a buffer. He can be like, he's on her side, but he's like a buffer who can talk to other people.
I love Peter. So Ariana and Tom have left to go get a round, right? So Stassi the only comfort Stassi might have is leaving. So,
oh God,
she walks in. She should sits right. She shits. No, she sits right next to Sheena, and they talk about the weather. They talk about, you know, the skirt. And I love that Christina and Katie are watching from, like,
yes, the like pain of Stassi's life. But Christina Kelly is narrating this whole thing perfectly. Yeah. She's and Sheena's going to just compliment her. And then there Sheena goes, I just really love that skirt.
They're probably just talking about the weather. And it's, how's it being back in LA? Is it a lot warmer?
New York is brutal in the winter.
Oh, yeah. So then Stassi's like, let's just get to the point. This is an awkward setup you guys got here. And Sheena's like, I'm happy. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm so fucking happy.
I'm getting married. I don't know if you know.
I love there's so much sarcasm, right? Sheena's like, I don't even feel the awkwardness. And then Kristen's like, we're all friends. Huh? We're all together all the time. It's there. We're all friends. And I'm just like, this is the worst.
Like, Peter, let's stop faking this.
Peter's currently calling the police. Mom, can you come pick me up? Mom, there's alcohol.
Mom, can you come pick me up? They're pretending to be friends.
So Kristen, she's so fucking nervous. She didn't think she'd ever see Stassi again. And she tells Stassi that.
This is so fucking weird.
I didn't think I'd ever see you again. And Stassi's like, yeah, same.
That was the goal.
Kristen goes, well, I hope you're doing well now that you're back in LA. Don't wish her well. And then, like, Kristen, what? If this cannot get worse, goes, have you seen Jack since his surgery?
Like, no, this is the exact reason she hates you. That's like, say, like, if you slept with my boyfriend and then you were like, how is he doing?
How's your boyfriend?
I'd be like, no, we don't speak about the thing that we don't hate each other, or like why we hate each other. You can ask about the weather. You can ask how my move was. You can ask if I like that drink I'm drinking. But, like, don't push the button.
Oh, it's bad. When she said that, my mouth dropped. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot. No.
You can ask about anyone else in the group except for fucking Jax.
She could have said anything. She could, like, literally anything.
I mean, it's like, let's get the fuck out of here.
I can't believe that happened. And it causes Stassi and Peter to get up and leave. Thank God. Then Sheena, so it looked like Tom Sandoval and Ariana went, they went to Schwartz's table, right?
The
Stassi table, which is fine because they don't have any issues with Stassi, Peter, Katie, Christina.
Yep.
So all the original Stassi tables there, along with Tom Sandoval and Ariana. So it leaves basically like Sheena and Kristen to, like, chill at their table alone. James and Shay, I assume, like, left.
They must and be, so like, Sheena's getting drinks, like, or something.
Let's grab this bottle of vodka and go talk to their table. I never show up empty-handed.
I'm bringing Kristen and vodka. Beautiful.
So they go over there. And I love Tom Sandoval and Ariana's faces when they show up. It's just disbelief that they fucking did this. Like, even they're like, are you fucking dumb? So, a year ago, this is the weird part. A year ago, Kristen and Sheena could not fucking stand each other, right?
And we got the flashback.
Oh, my favorite. Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. No, you shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to shut the fuck up. Stop telling me to shut the fuck up,
Kristen. So, Stassi's like, how are you all friends like that? Like, what? This is the weirdest thing. And Ariana clarifies that we're not all friends.
No. Mm-hmm.
And so Kristen's like, I hope drunk because she just looked a mess. And she looks at Tom Sandoval and she goes, well, I've made peace with you. And Tom's like,
extends her arm.
And Tom's like, yeah, we made pump. Peace. Like, he just like, he fist pumps her ass. And it's like, yeah. And Christina Kelly's face was, I sent you a picture of it. It was just pure, just like, oh, I hate it.
This was so awkward. And I've never seen Ariana be annoyed, but I 100% understand why she's annoyed. She's like, stop pretending everything's fine with her.
You don't like her. You don't want to be friends with her. It's the feral cat thing, right? You take the feral cat out of the cage and you're never getting it back in.
Yep.
So this is Kristen. You can't let her think you're friends because you give her an inch, she'll take a mile.
Yep.
And so then Kristen's like looking at Tom and she's like, no peace. No peace, Kristen. You don't have peace.
You literally fucking cheated on him with his best friend twice and lied about it.
And one time he was right in the next room. Like, there's no peace.
Like, cordial. There is politeness.
There's enough peace where you two can see each other in public and not murder each other.
Because Sandoval's a great guy.
Yeah. Other than that, there's nothing above that. No step above not murdering each other in public.
Everything you get from him is because he is just a nice person and is considerate and doesn't want to make you feel some type of way. It's not because he enjoys being around you. It is nothing to do with you. It's all about how he just wants to be a nice person.
Yeah. And Sassy really breaks this down, like the awkwardness, right? So you have Tom and Ariana who are dating. Kristen, who's Tom's ex, let me start over. Tom and Ariana are dating. Kristen, Tom's ex-girlfriend, whom he cheated on with his new girlfriend. Then Kristen, who's now dating James. And Kristen fucks Stassi's ex-boyfriend. And Sheena is friends with Kristen. And it's so fucking weird. And Sheena's like, I can do whatever I want because I'm Sheena.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. But then don't be pissed when there are consequences, when other people aren't cool with it.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Sassy makes a really good point that Sheena is friends with Kristen because Kristen didn't do anything to Sheena, right? Yes. But I think this goes back to, Katie's not friends with Kristen because she's really Stassi's friend, and you don't fuck with your friends it's like
loyalty.
That.
It's
loyalty. Like, the same way, if someone fucked with our friends like that, they're out. Like, we come for them. So
something like this kind of happened with, my guy friend. His, girlfriend cheated on him with a guy we all knew from high school. Like, wasn't in, their really tight group, but she cheated on him. He lived in Tampa at the time. And she went to a concert and she cheated on him.
Oh my God.
And was supposed to fly out to Tampa and she was supposed to move there. And then she just canceled her trip, broke up with him over the phone. And then she started dating the guy she cheated on him with and always asks to bring him around. And it's no, you need to stop coming around. And you definitely need to stop bringing your boyfriend around. You can come every once in a while because those are your friends too, but be considerate.
Fuck that bitch.
It was wild.
You're not in this friend group anymore. We picked this person over you.
Especially if it's at their apartment. When things are at his apartment and you want to bring your boyfriend that you cheated on him with.
The disrespect is
for 4 years.
The disrespect is outrageous right there. So it's kind of the same thing. Sheena, you can't be a real friend to Stassi if you're best friends with the person who fucked up her life / relationship / basically everything. Also, Stassi's Tom probably shouldn't be friends with Jax. And everyone's but he is, which this is more of this is Tom's decision. I think he thought it was easier. So if Tom wants to be friends with Jax, that's fine. But if Tom didn't want to be friends with Jax, Schwartz and Peter should have Sandoval's back.
Yes. Yes. It's Tom and Stassi's decision on what they're comfortable with. And everybody has their own free will. So Sheena can make her own decisions, but then you can't expect to be friends with Stassi.
Yeah.
Don't be pissed that your friendship with Stassi isn't there because you chose Kristen.
Yeah. So now Sheena's I don't like this negative energy. And Katie's that's fine. But like what you said, then don't cry about it when people come at you. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have come to this table. And
you so
Stassi, Christina, and Peter leave. Because Peter's got his hot two bitches. He doesn't need the rest of y'all. He doesn't need
Kristen. I love how much. Think about ever since Stassi's birthday in season 1. Peter is always on Stassi's side.
He's such a good friend.
And they dated.
Also, when Stassi at Jax's birthday last season, remember, was you slept with Kristen. And Peter was literally are you fucking kidding me, Jax?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even his best friend, he'll be you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I think best friend is a bit extreme.
One of top five friends, top seven friends.
And is MySpace 8?
MySpace 8. So, and then Sheena ends it with Stassi can go back to focusing on being a cult leader.
Which I think is hilarious, though.
Whatever, Sheena. So next time on Vanderpump Rules, Tom is getting a dog so he doesn't have to propose to Katie. Sheena serves Stassi some Pinot Grigio. Stassi is styling Lisa for a pump photo shoot. Jax is going to confront Katie on cheating, and Katie motorboated a dick.
This is, I don't understand what's happening.
Same.
Like there, because typically we don't really get much context, obviously, in these next time ons, but you can kind of tell what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
Same. I have like no idea what the fuck's happening.
I can't wait for next episode.
So confusing. Okay. Accepted and blocked. I have my blocked locked and loaded.
All right. Do block first. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm blocking Sheena. God, this bitch. So I didn't have a problem with her until she started roasting Katie in front of Schwartz and then expected Schwartz not to defend her.
Yeah.
And then was like super rude about it. Like, we're guys, girls. Sheena, go find a different friend group. My God. Like, go find some girlfriends. You have one girlfriend. Like, fucking figure it out. And Ariana literally doesn't care. She's putting distance because you're friends with Kristen. Ariana's trying to ruin
her life.
Yeah, and then you got to be rude and invite Kristen in this OK Magazine party, like, and you let Ariana know. And then also, you got to be like such a bitch and bring the vodka over to the table that does not want to see you.
The Kristen part is the problem, even more of the problem.
You being friends with Kristen is ruining your life. So stop.
Yeah, and you're playing the victim, even though you made that choice.
So stop. That's it. That's
and scene.
That's it.
I'm blocking Schwartz, and I'll just kind of go from top to bottom the reasons. One, whenever they did that eyebrow threading, he really couldn't last through it. Like,
he didn't even get it. Yeah.
Get your manscaping life together. Two, the whole pump situation. A, he walked out. B, him talking to Katie about the fact that the POS system was the reason he walked out, and just Katie.
Literally, you went to college. Yeah, you figured it out.
Yes, the fact that he can't even, like, truly do a real apology to Lisa. Like, the fact that James looks better than you this episode. Sad. Yeah. And then three, whenever he walked out and left Jax alone in his apartment, I was like, you're really supposed to be watching him.
Of course, this is what he's going to do if he has a kid. He's going to leave them alone.
Yes, this is kind of the same thing. Is he's just like, whatever, I'm going to go do whatever.
The worst. Okay, who are we accepting? You go first because I'm still deciding.
Oh, I'm going to accept. This is a subpar person, but like really makes a difference in my life personally. Mm-hmm. I'm accepting our girl, Christina Kelly.
Oh, she's my fave.
In the background, so supportive to her friends, gives us the best comments. It's literally the only reason, or not the only, but the main reason I'm accepting her is that Sheena clip where Christina Kelly is narrating to Katie exactly what Sheena's going to say, and it is spot on.
It was so good.
Everything I needed. Thank you, my gal.
Okay, mine's kind of similar. So it's kind of a background character, but just a really good friend. Always, like, knows exactly what to do.
Peter.
He's such a good friend. I cannot get over. He went to go see Jax, right? But, like, his friendship with Stassi, that's, like, not the problem. But for some reason, Katie having a friendship with Stassi is the problem. I will never understand. Two, then because he's got Lisa's back, he yells at Tom Schwartz and is like, go find a pair of balls, why don't you, idiot? Yep. He then can talk to James and be like, look, this is the deal. He did
that so well.
Yeah, I got this shit. And then with all of the Looney Tunes happening at this OK Magazine party, Peter goes with Stassi to the table because he's a good supportive friend. And then when things go bad, when Sheena shows up, he decides to leave because he knows that this is a mess he does not have time for. And then him and Christina Kelly go have a fun makeout sesh.
Oh my God, get off that.
I want it.
I want everybody to know that is not a spoiler because it does not ever happen.
I want it. I want it so bad.
This is just, she's trying to manifest it, but there's already five other seasons after this, and I can assure you it does not happen.
I want it. Maybe the season will change if I just manifest hard enough.
It's like you went back in time and changed. Wouldn't that be wild?
I hope like in a future season that hasn't even been made yet, Peter just really quick is like, yeah, like that one time Christina and I made out, and I'm going to be like, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
Freak out. Oh, awesome. Okay. Is that the end? That's the end.
This was a great episode.
Yes. Please be sure to join our Facebook group. same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Also, check out Summer House and Woo! One Season Wonders. Yay.
Going full throttle. Thanks, guys.
We love you more than a bottle of vodka.